According to the latest Centers for Disease Control statistics, obesity is an ongoing problem in the United States. The CDC also notes the obesity epidemic is very costly and estimates about $100 billion is spent on annual medical costs from health-related conditions. And a recent journal from the American Heart Association says sugar tops the list of factors that are contributing to the obesity epidemic. I talked with registered dietitian Hannah Heal, and she says sugar is not the enemy, but we are simply consuming too much.
We are getting most of our energy for our body is from our carbohydrates and our sugar. So if we are taking in more than what our body is needing, then that is what can lead to weight gain, which then, of course, could go to obesity and a slew of other health conditions.
And because sugar occurs naturally in some foods like fruit and milk, doctors say reducing the amounts of added sugars in our diets will help you cut calories, and that will help you control your weight. And added sugars have many names, like honey, molasses, and fruit juice concentrates. So the Food Drug Administration recently made a few changes to nutrition labels to make them a little easier to identify.
On our food labels now, they have added a section that is added sugar. So you still have your total sugar on the food label, that it includes your natural and your added sugars. Then when you look towards the bottom of the food label, it'll have the ingredients list. The ingredients list goes in order from highest amount to lowest amount. So when you're looking at that label, if one of the first ingredients might be like a high fructose corn syrup, or they'll have like rice syrup, agave nectar, brown sugar. So those are going to be some keywords to look for to show that it may be higher in those added sugars.
And the American Heart Association has a guide to help you limit added sugar. They say men should consume no more than 9 teaspoons a day. That's about 36 grams. And women should get no more than 6 teaspoons a day. That's about 25 grams.
The recommendations are based off like a typical 2,000 calorie diet, but it's going to vary from person to person. So if you're wanting to get more of an exact number for how much that you're needing to consume, I would definitely consult with your doctor.
You can read more about added sugars and how to limit them in your diet. Log on to heart.org and search the words added sugars. I'm Bernadette Davis.